I bring to you greetings of peace and love from the brothers and sisters in Tampa, Florida.
我谨代表我们在 Tampa, Florida 的弟兄姐妹跟大家问安，愿神的从神来的祝福跟平安临到弟兄姐妹身上。
Especially from my family.
特别是从我的家人对大家的问安。
This is somewhat of an emotional moment for me.
因为对我个人来讲现在让我觉得有点情绪激动。
It was 19 years ago this coming July that I first knelt down in this chapel for during a spiritual convocation.
因为在19年前这个还没有来到了七月份在灵恩布道会的时候我还跪在这个第一排前面的椅子上椅子那里。
And my daughter and I received the Holy Spirit on the same day.
然后我的女儿跟我在同日我们得到圣灵。
And on July 5th, my youngest son and I were baptized here in Pacifica.
然后在这个七月五号的时候我跟我的最小的儿子就在 Pacifica 教会随洗。
We owe a great deal of gratitude to the brothers and sisters in Pacifica, especially Deacon Lin.
所以是我们家人跟我自己对 Pacifica 教会的弟兄姐妹尤其是林执事我们真的有很多的感恩的地方。
Because in the early years of the Tampa Church, Pacifica Church provided so much support for us.
因为在刚开始在发展 Tampa 教会的时候Pacifica 教会的同龄给我们很多的帮助。
Through prayers and through sermon tapes.
就是经过大家的代祷还有送给我们这个讲道的这个录影带。
And when I come back this time, I see that the love has not changed.
那么这一次我回来我看见弟兄姐妹的爱心跟以前是完全没有减退。
There's still so much love here in Pacifica.
在 Pacifica 教会弟兄姐妹还是充满了爱心。
And I thank God for His mercy and His grace, and I thank Him for this love.
所以我们很感谢神他的慈悲怜悯还有弟兄姐妹之间的爱。
You know, in our, my beginnings of walking with Christ, I learned a great deal.
当我们开始在跟基督同行的时候我想我学了很多的功课。
In the early years, the beginnings, I absorbed so much teachings about the Bible.
因为在刚开始的时候我从圣经得到这么多的教训。
I learned so much about the doctrines.
我也学了很多有关于这个教教义方面的道理。
I learned a lot about dinosaurs.
我也学到很多的这个恐龙这些事情。
I learned how to defend the faith.
我知道怎样子来这个卫道。
Somebody would debate with me about the Sabbath, I was right there ready to debate right back with him. I had all of the tools.
都是有人要跟我辩论这个安息圣日的道理的时候，那我有准备很多的工具，我随时可以跟他们辩道。
But then, something strange began to happen.
然后呢，有些奇妙的事情开始发生。
I discovered that no matter how much I knew, I was having a real difficult time applying it to my daily life.
因为我知道不管我对我们教会的教义懂得多少但是呢我要把它事实上应用在生活里头倒是有点困难的。
I knew about the Bible, I knew the doctrines, I knew the teachings.
因为我懂得圣经我懂得我们教会的教义懂得这个教会的道理。
But when trouble came my way, when difficult times came my way, I found myself being just knocked down.
但是当困难或者是挑战刺激临到我面前的时候我就好像被打倒了。
I found great struggle in my faith.
所以我就觉得我在信仰上倒是有很大的挣扎。
And I came to learn that, having a knowledge of the Bible is one thing, but learning how to apply it to our daily life is something totally different.
所以我就知道了这个懂得圣经上的这个知识上的道理是一回事但是如何应用这些道理到实际生活上又是另外一回事。
Because when persecutions would come, I would say, why is this happening to me?
若是我遇到这个逼迫我就想说为什么这种事情会临到我身上
呢？ I'm faithful to you, God.
神我对你很忠实的。
I'm a loving servant.
因为我是一个这个用忠心又可爱的仆人。
Why are you letting all of this persecution and these problems come to me?
为什么你让这些这个逼迫那么这些困难临到我身上呢？
I would say, you know, it's just not fair.
所以我觉得说这些字啊对我很不公平。
And that's the topic I chose this morning.
啊，所以呢，今天我就用这个面对啊生活的不公平来做互相勉励。
To share with you this morning some of the things that I have learned about dealing with the unfairness of life.
啊，就是在过去啊，我怎样子来面对啊这些生活啊当中不公平的事情啊来做互相的勉励。
How do we react when someone treats us unfairly?
啊，都是别人对我们不公平的时候，那我们的反应是怎么样？
Maybe somebody lies about you or gossips about you and it's not right.
啊，或许有人啊这个说谎啊来谎害你啊，或者在背后啊这个批评你啊，那这些对你是很不公平的。
Maybe your reputation is damaged.
啊，或许你的名誉就受到损失了。
Maybe on your job, your boss chews you out for something you didn't do.
或许你在上班的地方啊，你的上司啊这个对你啊不公平待遇啊，那你怎么办呢？
Maybe in school, your teacher blames you for cheating on a test when it wasn't you, it was the guy next to you.
啊，或许你当学生的在啊在上啊在学校的时候，那么隔壁的啊这个啊同学他作弊啊，但是你的老师呢啊却说是你作弊，那你怎么办
？Maybe it just seems that the whole world is just crashing down around you.
啊，有时候好像这个整个世界都要塌下来啊，把你压倒了，那你怎么办
？What is our typical response?
那么在这些事情发生的时候，我们通常的反应是什么
？Do we become depressed？
啊，我们是不是觉得非常的沮丧、失望呢
？Do we withdraw from human interaction？
啊，或许呢，我们就啊这个避免不出面啊，
we,
不跟别人交往了。
Do we look for a way to get even？
啊，或者是我们想办法啊要报复对方
？Do you make a vow that you'll never do anything nice for that person again？
啊，或许你就下咽说，我以后啊绝对不会啊这个做好事来对啊对待对方了。
Do you try to cheat the person next to you because someone cheated you?
那么因为别人欺骗了你，所以你就欺骗下一个人吗
？Or do you become so cynical about the world that you just don't trust anyone?
或是你对整个世界啊，你就抱着一个非常讽刺的一个态度啊，以后呢你就不好好的这个面对人生了。
See these responses I found are very common.
啊，其实这些的反应。啊，我们发现常常是会发生的。
But as Christians, we're called to be different from the world.
啊，但是我们基督徒被神显召出来，我们要跟这个世界不同。
And this is one area where we can really show the difference.
那么也是在这个不公平待遇之下，我们可以反映出我们不同的地方。
So this morning, I'd like to share with you six things that I learned on how to deal with life's unfairness.
啊，所以今天早上我要面对的圣经啊，跟你提出六点啊，这样子来面对生活的这个不公平的事情。
The first thing is we have to remember that life just isn't fair.
啊，首先我们要啊懂得一件事实啊，就是生活啊不是完全公平的。
Some of you might think that's redundant for me to say that, but it is true.
啊，我们大家太想说我这样子讲好像是重复这个旧语啊，但是呢。啊，这是真实的事。
It amazes me that Christians think that life is supposed to be fair.
啊，这个基督徒都是啊，想说生活一定是要公平的话，那么啊，这样子的啊，想起来啊，就有点好像是啊，太不自然了。
But I've never found any verse anywhere in the Bible that tells us that life will be fair.
啊，但是我从来在读圣经的时候找不到圣经章节啊，讲说生活是一定公平的。
Of course, ultimately, God will even things out on Judgment Day.
啊，当然，那、啊、在那个审判的那一天啊，神会对待这些不公平的事。
Everything will be fair on Judgment Day.
啊，在这个审判日的时候，每样事情都会公平了。
But in this world, we can't expect life to be fair.
啊，但是在这个世界啊的生活，现实生活，我们不能期待任何事情都会公平。
In a sinful world like we live in today, it's only reasonable to expect, because God gives everyone the will to choose, it's reasonable to expect that life will be unfair.
啊，因为在这个啊充满这个罪恶啊不公平的社会之下，啊我们啊若是想说生活啊会不公平。啊，那么这是对的啊，这事实上啊是神安排我们人生的遭遇。
But it still bothers us, doesn't it?
啊，但是要啊处理这个生活上不公平，还是让我们觉得非常的烦心，不是吗
？I know it still bothers me.
我想对我来讲，还是使我非常的烦心的。
The bad guy sometimes wins.
啊，因为那个坏人有时候他会得胜。
Sometimes a criminal gets away free.
啊，有时候这个啊，这个犯罪的罪犯啊，他啊被判无罪，他得到释放了。
In the business world, sometimes the person, climbing the ladder in the business world, he doesn't matter who he steps on or he pushes out of the way to get to the top.
啊，那么就好像这个啊，这个啊，生意商啊，商人他们往上爬啊，他们把别人都踩在他的脚下，那么他就得到最上啊最高峰的这个啊这个鼓励。
Politicians, they lie, they get away with it because the economy is good.
啊，这个政治家政客啊，他们欺骗啊，因为啊现在全国性的经济还不错。
Sometimes things just we have no control over.
啊，有时候的确对我们生活所遭遇的。啊，我们一点啊，这个把握都没有。
We have to remember that we live in a fallen world.
因为我们要记得，我们是活在一个堕落的世界当中。
And until our Lord Jesus comes again, there will always be sin in the world. There will always be unfairness in life.
啊，只等到主耶稣还没有再来之前，啊，在这生活的周遭环境当中，总是会遭遇到不公平的待遇。
I'm not trying to give us the impression that we should feel like we are doomed.
啊，我不是想跟大家啊讲这些，让大家有一个印象，好像说我们注定啊就是要失败的。
I'm just trying to be realistic.
啊，但是呢，我总是要跟大家啊，就是谈谈这个现实的问题。
Don't set our expectations too high.
所以，好像我们不应该把我们的期望摆得太高。
And don't expect life to always be fair.
啊，所以不要想说我们生活所面对的一切都是公平的。
The second thing to remember when we are dealing with an unfairness is that what happens in us is more important than what happens to us.
那么第二点我们要记得的啊，当我们在遭遇不公平的待遇的时候啊，在我们里面所发生的啊，比发生在我们外面的还更重要。
Things are going to happen in life that we have powerless to change.
因为在生活当中有一些事情发生，我们是一点都没有办法改变的。
I learned that I cannot change someone's behavior towards me.
啊，我学习到我不可能改变别人对我的啊态度。
I cannot undo the moments that someone has hurt me.
啊，都是别人已经造成对我的伤害，我不能够改变这个事实。
Maybe I can prevent it the next time.
或许下一次我可以避免这样子的不愉快事情发生。
But once it's happened, it's happened.
但是若是发生了，就发生了。
There's no going back.
没有办法再回头了。
If we keep reliving the past, if we keep reliving those unfairnesses in our life, and we are just so exhausted and so miserable.
若是我们一直啊把我们的思想啊都是放在过去的那些不愉快、不公平的事情发生的话。那么好像就是我们浪费了我们的生命。
We find ourselves so spiritually drained.
啊，我们在这个属灵的生命上，我们感觉到我们是耗尽了体力了。
That's why we have a weakness in faith.
那么因此才造成我们信心的啊这个低潮。
We keep rehashing the past.
因为我们常常把过去的事情重复的啊在思想。
We keep thinking in our heads, I should have said this, I should have said that.
啊，我一直在想说，过去我应该讲这一句话，我应该做这样事情才对。
I should have done this, I should have done that.
我应该做这样，我应该做那样。
But we can't go back and change it.
啊，但事实上我们不能够回去啊，再改变这个事实了。
The best recourse we have is ask God to change us.
啊，但是最好的方法，我们就是回到神面前，说神啊，你改变我。
To use whatever evil was done to us to bring good into us.
啊，就是让那些啊不好的事情发生啊，但是呢，带给我们得到属灵的好处。
We can see that Joseph knew this truth.
因为我们知道这个约瑟他是懂得这个道理的人。
For everything that was done to Joseph by his brothers, he could have died a very bitter and unhappy man.
啊，因为这个过去约瑟的这个弟兄们啊对待约瑟的事情。啊，会使约瑟在苦读当中啊，这个啊，这个过世。
But he didn't do that.
但是约瑟没有这样做。
At some point along the way, Joseph decided that he would concentrate his energies on being the best person that he could for God.
啊，因为在约瑟的生活当中啊，那个时候他决定啊，他要这个专心的啊，使他能够在神的手中啊，变成最好的可使用的器皿。
No matter what the circumstances he found himself in, he made a determination he was going to give his best to God.
啊，因为他想无论在任何的处况之下，我要把我最好的来奉献给神。
So over his lifetime, because of this attitude, God took him from the pit to the palace.
所以因为约瑟在过去都是有这样子的心态，所以神就把他从这个最最低潮的这个泥沼当中提到最高的地位上去。
Sometimes I wonder what would have happened if Joseph had chosen to spend all of these hours thinking about what his brothers had done to him.
我在想，若是约瑟花了所有的时间在回想、在述算啊，过去我的弟兄啊对我的伤害多大
？Licking his wounds and rehearsing all of the hurts that he had gone through.
好像他自己在填自己的这个啊这个旧的伤痕，在想想过去别人对我的错。
But after 23 years, instead of choosing to be bitter, he chose to be better.
那么经过的23年的生活以后啊，以及啊，他选择要苦读啊，来算别人的恶啊，他转身过来啊，他要啊来数算神的恩典。
When his brothers stood before him with a snap of his fingers, he could have had them put to death.
因为当耶稣的弟兄啊，他们再一次站在他面前的时候，他只要把这个指头一动，就可以把那弟兄全部都处死。
He could have had them thrown in prison.
啊，他可以把那些弟兄都全部下来监牢里头。
But instead, what did he say?
啊，但是我们想他讲些什么话呢
？He said, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good."
啊，说是虽然啊，你们对我啊是这个以恶来待我，但是神啊的旨意啊是要啊。有他的美意来啊来带我。
Suppose one of you is walking towards me with a glass of water in your hand.
比方说来讲，你们当中有一个人啊，手里拿着一杯的水，那么朝着我走过来。
And I either carelessly or even deliberately bump into you.
那么或许呢，我不小心或者是我故意的就撞上你了。
Whatever you have in that glass is going to spill out.
那么当你在你手上的那杯水啊，就会溅出来。
This is the way our lives are.
那么事实上呢，这倒是我们真正生活的处况。
When we are bumped in life, whatever is inside comes out.
因为在我们生活当中啊，若是被碰上了，那么我们内中的所谓的心怀意念就完全显出来了。
And for most of us, whenever someone bumps us really hard, it's a very disturbing, a very jarring bump.
啊，当然，若是别人碰了我们，碰了啊，让我们一身全部是水的话。啊，那是会使我们觉得啊很难啊很难的挨得过去的啊一个时刻。
Sadly, it's very disgraceful sometimes what comes out.
啊，那么很可惜的，其实有时候呢，我们内心啊充满着这恶意，这个时候就会显露出来了。
See, God knows what's inside that glass.
啊，但是神知道这个在杯子里头那一杯水是什么。
From time to time, He's going to allow us to be bumped.
因为啊有时候呢，神允许啊我们会被碰上。
Sometimes very forcefully and sometimes very unjustly.
有时候我们被碰上是无意的被碰上，有时候呢反而是故意的啊，人家来碰我们。
Not to show him what's there, but to show us what's inside.
啊，不是啊，这个碰我们的人啊，他会把他的心怀意念啊显露出来，而导致我们被碰的时候，那个心里头的心怀意念会显露出来。
If we live a life and we nick that.Is neglecting the Holy Spirit. What comes out sometimes will be hatred.
啊，若是在我们生活当中啊，我们完全啊这个消灭了圣灵的感动。
Sometimes it will be jealousy and discord.
那么在我们心中所发出来的，有时候就是嫉妒，有时候就是不和的事情。
Sometimes you get very fits of rage.
有时候呢，你就充满了这个怒气。
Sometimes it's selfishness.
有时候就是啊完全的自私。
Dissension.Or faction.
啊，或者是弟兄姐妹之中啊，就有意见分歧、不和睦、分裂的事情。
Jealousy.
啊，或者是彼此当中有嫉妒。
See, God wants all of that to change.
啊，但是神呢，要让这些事情都要改变。
What happens in us is far more important than what happens to us.
因为在我们心中当中啊，那个改变啊，比临到我们身上的那些遭遇还更重要。
The third thing that I learned was to remember that.When we're dealing with these unfairnesses, God is watching to see what we will do.
在第三点，当我们面对这个啊生活当中的不公平的时候，啊，神他真的在看我们啊，看我们怎样子做。
There's more happening than just that injustice.
啊，因为不只是啊那个不公正的事情发生而已，啊，比这个事情还有更多的事情在运作。
So God is watching, and He sees it all from the beginning to the end.
因为神一直在观察，他是从前看到后的神。
And as the Bible tells us, He is really testing us.
啊，所以圣经说神就是在试验人的心。
There's so many verses in the Bible, it's difficult to pick just one. But there is a passage that I found that is very helpful.
啊，圣经里头有这么多的章节啊，但是我发现到有一个章节特别适合我们今天的题目。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们来看彼得前书的第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
Verses 19 and 20.
啊，第十九节跟二十节在新约圣经337页。彼得前书第二章十九节二十节。
For it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God. Verse 20.
二十节。
But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God.
Let me read it again, James. 啊，彼得前书第二章十九节二十节。倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。二十节，你们若因犯罪受责打，仍忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，仍忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。
You see, God is watching to see how we're going to handle this unjust suffering.
啊，因为当我们啊遇见这个不公平待遇的时候，神就看着我们啊，我们的反应是什么样
？So what does He want us to do?
那么到底神要我们怎么做呢？
These verses tell us that we must bear up under the pain of this suffering.
啊，在这里啊，圣经告诉我们说，我们要忍受冤屈的苦楚。
So when we suffer, let's make God proud.
所以，当我们受苦的时候，让神能够引我们为傲。
Learn to endure the pain and to handle it properly.
啊，让我们学习怎样子忍受苦楚啊，而且啊，能够把这个事情处理得好。
Another thing that I've learned is that we must not give in to bitterness.
啊，另外一点我所学习到的就是，我们不要让这些苦毒啊的心意发生在我们的里面。
We all have to set a standard for ourselves.
啊，因为我们要把自己摆出一个标准。
We need to draw a line in the sand.
有时候我们就好像在这个沙土上，我们要画一条线才对。
And we need to say, okay, beyond this point.I will not go any further.
啊，那对我们自己讲说啊，在这一条线之后，我不会再超出这个线之外。
Not for comfort.
啊，不是为了自己一时候的安慰。
Not for security.
不是为自己一时候的这安全感。
Not for revenge.
啊，也不是啊，要为自己去报复对方。
Not for anger.
也不是给自己有一个啊发怒的机会。
I will submit myself to God's will.
啊，我会把自己啊交在神的旨意当中。
You know.I've learned quite a bit being a council member and a member of the GA.
啊，因为我在总会啊，当这个啊啊这个总会的这个啊这个常务委员啊，我学到很多的功课。
And perhaps some of you have also had the same experience.
啊，我想弟兄姐妹或许也同样的遭遇。
Sometimes in our meetings, we get to a deadlock. We become frustrated because we can't seem to come to an agreement.
啊，有时候我们在会议当中的时候，啊，好像呢，啊，我们就达到一个啊，钻到这个牛角尖，啊，缠了一个死结，啊，好像没有办法得到任何的结论。
I know this happened in Tampa one time.
啊，我记得在 Tampa 教会也发生过一次。
So we knelt down to pray, asking God's will.
所以当时候呢，我们大家就跪下祷告，求神给我们智慧。
We spent 15 minutes in prayer.
我们花了十五分钟的时间祷告。
And we got up from the prayer.
啊，当我们从这个祷告再站起来的时候。
And we began to butt heads again.
啊，结果呢，我们大家就能够和解了。
And my wife said something very profound to us.
啊，当时我太太讲了一句话，对我们大家都很有帮助。
She said, "We just spent 15 minutes in prayer."
啊，她说我们刚才才花了十五分钟时间在神面前祷告恳求。
Seeking God's will.
啊，在祈求神的旨意。
We took a vote.
然后我们就投票。
The result is God's will.
那么这投票的结果就是神的旨意了。
So why don't we submit?
所以呢，为什么这个时候大家不能束缚呢？
And everybody just got very quiet.
所以这个时候呢，大家就安静下来，不再这个抗争，不再讲话了。
She learned to draw the line in the sand.
所以对他来讲，事实上他就知道，在沙土当中知道怎样画一条线。
We can debate and we can have these arguments for a period of time, and sometimes it's healthy.
有时候我们可以花时间，大家来争论，大家来彼此的这个意见不同的来抗争，那这是很健康的事情。
But there comes a time where we must draw the line and ask God's will.
但是总是到了一个时间，我们必须要画一条界限，我们要祈求神的旨意了，而且要顺服交托了。
And learn to accept it.
而且我们要学习，这个时候我们要接受了。
Even though inside we may have a struggle.
就是在那个时候，我们内心还是有挣扎。
We must always submit to God's will.
但是我们要知道，我们要交托顺服在神的旨意之下。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们打开以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Verse 31.
第31节。 中文273页。
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Verse 32.
32节,
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
以弗所书第四章31节,一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤,并一切的恶毒,都当从你们中间除掉。32节, 并要以恩慈相待,存怜悯的心,彼此饶恕,正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
There's a very small word in there that means so much.
那么这里面所隐藏的字里行间的字可能是很小,但是里面的意义是多大呀?
And that word is all.
因为这是说在一切所有的事上。
All bitterness.
所有的恶毒。
All rage.
所有的这个恼恨。
All anger.
所有的这个争闹。
Not some.
不是一些而已, 是所有的都包括在内。
Not 80%.
不是只有80%。
Not even 95%.
不是只有95%。
All of it, 100%.
而是100%。
There was a story.
有一个故事这样说。
There was a story about a man that had been bitten by a dog.
就是一个人他被狗咬了。
And he had rabies.
那么结果呢，就得到这个狂犬病。
So when he heard the doctor tell him that he had rabies, he took out a piece of paper and began to write.
所以当这个医生诊断说你被狗咬了，那么有狂犬病的时候呢，他就拿支笔，那么在纸上开始写字。
And the doctor said, he was thinking, he says, he must be making out his will.
那么医生想说，这个病人大概写最后的遗嘱了。
So he asked him, he said, are you making your will?
所以他问这个病人说，你是在写你的遗嘱吗？
And he said, no. He says, I'm making a list of all the people I'm going to go out and bite.
他说不是的，我写下所有的恶名单，我出去以后我要咬那些恶名单，每一个咬他一口，让他得到狂犬病。
You see, sadly enough, that's the way a lot of us behave.
但是很可惜的，这就是我们常常自己的行动的表现。
Sometimes we get so bitter that we attack people around us.
有时候我们心里头变得非常的苦毒，我们就开始咬周围的人了。
I remember when I was a kid, I loved playing baseball.
我小的时候呢，我很喜欢打棒球。
And there was a park across the street from my house.
那么在我家对面呢，刚好有一个院子。
So I'd take my ball and my bat and I would go across the park and we'd gather a bunch of kids to play baseball.
所以我就拿这个棒子跟球，那么到对方面去，那么邻居很多孩子，我们一起在打棒球了。
But sometimes I had to have things my own way. So if they didn't play by my rules, I would say, if you don't play my way, I'm taking my ball and going home.
那么有时候就对那些邻居的孩子说，这个时候大家玩，一定要照着我的规定做，你都不照我的规定来玩球的话，我就把这球带回家去了。
So I take my ball and I go home.
所以我就真的把这球跟球棒带回家去了。
And I'd sit on the front step.
那么我就坐在这个前台阶上。
And I'd watch the kids.
我就看那些孩子们。
And they're over there, they pick up a rock, and they start using the rock.
那他们呢，与其是拿球来用棍子、用棒子打，他们就用棒子来打这个小石头。
They're having just as much fun.
那么大家还是玩得高高兴兴的。
But I'm sitting here all alone and bitter.
那么这个时候我虽然是手是拿着球，但是坐在这个台阶上，我心里头充满了苦毒。
Don't we do that in life sometimes?
啊，是不是我们生活有时候我们也是这样子做呢？
We have to be careful that we don't give in to bitterness.
啊，所以我们要很小心，我们不要对这个苦毒来让步。
The fifth thing to remember is that what we do is more important than how we feel.
啊，那么第五点啊，要记得的就是说，当时候我们所做的。比我们啊 ，say that again.
What we do is more important than how we feel.
啊，就是我们所做的事情比我们内在啊的感觉还更重要。
God has told us what our behavior should be, in this kind of situation.
啊，因为神啊，他非常清楚地教导我们，在这个啊不公平的待遇之下，我们应该怎样子待人才对。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 6.
我们打开路加福音的第六章。
Luke chapter 6, verse 27.
路加福音第六章二十七节，中文八十六页。
Luke 6, verse 27-28.
路加福音第六章二十七节、二十八节。
But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Verse 28.
二十八节。
Bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you.
只是我告诉你们，这听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他。恨你们的要待他好，二十八节，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。
And also in Romans chapter 12, it tells us that if our enemy is hungry, we should feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink.
啊，在罗马书第十二章也跟我们讲说，若是我们的仇敌他饿了，就给他东西吃；他渴了，就给他水喝。
It's not difficult to figure out what these verses are saying.
啊，我们读这些圣经章节啊，并不是很困难啊，不能够了解这里面啊的含义是什么。
The difficult part is our feelings, isn't it?
啊，但是可能困难的就是我们怎样子处理当时我们内在的感觉。
Why is it so hard to get down on our knees and pray for that person who has hurt us?
啊，为什么当我们得到伤害的时候啊，我们感觉这么困难啊，要跪下祷告为对方来祷告呢？
Why is it so hard to go to the store and buy a card for the person who has caused so much hurt to us?
啊，为什么这么困难啊？当别人啊造成我们伤害的时候啊，我们到这个啊店里头去买一个啊这个慰问卡，写几个字啊，然后送给他，为什么会这么困难呢？
Why is it so hard to say something that blesses them rather than curses them?
啊，为什么这么困难啊？与其咒诅对方，我们讲些祝福的话呢？
The answer is really very simple.
啊，这个答案其实是很简单的。
Because every feeling in our body, every feeling is screaming, it's just not right.
啊，因为好像在我们里面，我们所有的细胞啊，在这边那边呐喊啊，就是说这是不公平的。
You see, this is where we come to the crossroad as a Christian.
那但是弟兄姐妹，我们作为一个基督徒，这个时候我们刚好就走到这个十字路口。
This is where we come to learn whether we're serious about our faith or not.
啊，这个的遭遇啊，就使我们知道到底我们对我们的信仰是不是真实，是不是认真。
The true Christian will try to strive to do what is right, even though his feelings aren't in favor of it.
啊，一个真基督徒啊，在这个时候啊，他应该要知道啊，怎么做才是对的啊，以及对付心中那些不平的感觉。
Doing the right thing isn't always.The thing that makes us feel good at the moment.
啊，当时我们都是做对的啊，或许我们并不是觉得痛快。
I remember there was a sister that shared a testimony.
啊，我记得有一个姐妹啊，她曾经做过这样的见证。
She had brought a truth seeker to church.
因为她带了一个慕道友来教会。
She even brought the truth seeker to her home.
啊，她甚至把这慕道友接待到家里头去。
And while she was in, the truth seeker was in one room. The sister went to another room to bring her some tea.
啊，所以啊，这个啊，慕道友在一个房间的时候，这个姐妹到另外一个房间去倒茶。
And then when she came, she had left her purse in that room.
那么，但是呢，她忘记了，她把自己的这个皮包啊放在那个房间里头。
And after the truth seeker left, the sister went to her purse and she realized there was some money missing.
啊，但是呢，这个慕道友走之后啊，这个姐妹回到原来的房间。啊，要找他的皮带啊，他的皮包，他发现皮包一些钱啊就掉了。
She was so angry at this person.
啊，那么结果呢，他对这慕道友就很生气。
But she prayed.
但是呢，他祷告。
And she said, God, why am I so angry? I know you want me to love the soul, but I really don't like this person.
她对主耶稣说，主耶稣啊，为什么我这么生气？啊啊，你就是因为我应该啊要好好的对待对方啊，但是你知道我这个时候心里都很生气。
So every time she see this truth seeker in church, she would pray for her.
啊，后来以后呢，她看到这慕道友在教会出现的时候，她就开始为他祷告。
Such a struggle because she look at, she's got my money, she's got my money, but I gotta love her soul.
但是每次她看到这慕道友，她心里头就很挣扎，因为她在想说我要拿回我的钱啊，但是呢，啊，我也要啊爱对方才对。
But she continued to pray for.
啊，但是呢，她继续为他祷告。
And then one time, something happened.
那么有一次呢，啊，一个事情就发生了。
The truth seeker was praying behind her.
啊，当时候呢，这个慕道友在她的背后祷告。
And then suddenly she felt something touch her pocket, her coat pocket.
结果呢，她发现在祷告的时候呢，好像有只手啊，就把东西换到她的这个口袋里头去。
And after she finished praying, she went back to sit down and she put her hand in her pocket and the money was there.
啊，她祷告完了以后呢，她把手伸进自己的袋子里头，哎，她就发现原来她掉了钱就换回到她的口袋了。
She gave God room to work with that person.
啊，因为她让神有一个空间能够为她来做事。
Oftentimes we try to resolve the situation ourselves, but we never give God an opportunity to work in their hearts.
常常我们想自己来处理这些事情，但是我们忘记了给神有一个时间，有一个空间，让他能够真正做事。
So what God has called us to do, He says, love your enemies.
啊，那么神对我们说的是什么？神说要爱仇敌。
Who wants to do that?
那么到底谁能够爱仇敌呢？
Who feels like loving your enemy?
啊，到底谁感觉到痛快是要爱他的仇敌呢？
Give you an example.
啊，我们大家来找一个例子。
Turn to John 3, verse 16.
我们来看这约翰福音的第三章。
John 3:16, very famous verse, of course.
约翰福音三章十六节啊，这是圣经最有名的章节，不是吗？
For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
啊，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God loved us so much that He gave His only Son.
因为神爱我们，爱的这么样的深。他把自己的独生子都给上我们。
How do you suppose that made God feel?
那么你想，当神把他独生子给我们的时候，他感觉的痛快吗？
Do you think God was jumping for joy when His Son was hanging on the cross?
你想，当神的独生子被挂在十字架上的时候，神会高兴的这样子蹦蹦跳跳吗？
What if God had acted on His feelings on that day?
若是当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，神啊，他就照他心里头的这反应来表现他的动作，那我们怎么过得去呢？
If he had acted on his feelings instead of on his loving commitment to offer a way for us to be saved.
啊，若是神是照他当时候啊内心的反应来带我们啊，以及啊用他对我们真实的爱来带我们，那我们又怎么过呢？
Doing the right thing isn't always the thing that makes us feel good at that moment.
啊，所以在那个时候，我们做对的事情不一定使我们觉得心里头爽快。
It's called actions lead.Feelings follow.
啊，这个就是说，我们把行动摆在前面，然后呢，我们后面啊的这个啊感觉就会跟着这个行动来反应。
Where did the good feelings come in when Jesus died on the cross?
啊，当主耶稣啊被啊我们为我们的罪死在十字架上的时候，那个时候我们的
感觉。They came later.
啊，这个反应是在以后会发生的。
After the sacrifice had been made.
啊，当主耶稣他牺牲了自己的生命当作活祭以后
，And when people began to come to God because of Jesus，
啊，别人大家就回到神面前，因为主耶稣已经为他们自己把自己献上当活祭了。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12。
我们打开希伯来书的第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2。
希伯来书第十二章第二节。中文324页。
Hebrews 12 verse 2.
希伯来书十二章第二节。
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
You see, the joy followed the cross.
啊，这个啊，喜乐啊，是当 啊，这个十字架已经摆出去以后才会有发生的。
It didn't come before or during the cross.
啊，并不是在钉十字架或者在十字架之前就会有喜乐的心。
Same thing with our good feelings that result from doing something that is right.
同样的，当我们在这个很困难的时刻，我们做对的事情的时候，当时还不觉得快乐。
I've had arguments with my wife.
啊，有时候我跟我的太太也会口角争吵。
Sometimes I feel initially I feel very right.
啊，等开始的时候，我觉得我自己很对。
But most often I'm wrong.
啊，但事实上大部分的时候我都错了。
It is so hard for me to tell her I was wrong.
但是呢，当我要跟她抱歉说我错了，这是好困难的一件事情。
And I'm sorry.
啊，或者是说很抱歉。
But when I do, afterwards there's so much joy.
但是当只要我跟他讲说很抱歉我错了，那以后呢我就感觉得很舒服了。
At the moment it was very painful.
啊，当我要讲这句话的时候，我心里都很痛苦很挣扎。
To swallow my pride.
因为我要把我自己的自我的这个骄傲吞下去。
But once I was restored the relationship with my wife, and the feelings, the good feelings and the joy came.
啊，但是当我道歉之后呢，我再次回复到啊，我先前跟我太太啊之间这样子和好的关系，那我心里头的喜乐就又恢复了。
How about us? Do we return good for evil?
那我们想想我们自己啊，我们是不是用恶来报善呢
？Are we turning the other cheek when it's appropriate?
啊，或者是当别人倒霉一边脸的时候，我们把另外一边脸也让他打呢
？Are we walking the second mile, going out of our way to help someone who has hurt us?
啊，我们是不是愿意啊，再走出一步啊，就是别人伤害我们的时候，我们去回复跟他好的关系呢
？Some of us still may say, but I just don't feel like it.
啊，或许啊，你又讲说，可能别人做得到，但是我总不觉得我想要这样做。
Welcome to the world of discipleship.
我们来想想，到底这个做主耶稣门徒的意思是什么
？It's that way for all of us as disciples of Christ.
因为我们大家都是要学习做主耶稣的门徒。
The final thing to remember is that it is us who owes the biggest debt.
那么最后我们要记得是我们自己倒是欠神最大债的人。
We know the story in Matthew 18 about the man who owed the king a lot of money.
我们在马太福音十八节知道啊，有一个仆人他欠国王很多的债。
In those days there was no he couldn't repay the debt, and there was no bankruptcy courts.
啊，当时候他不能够把这个债都还了，那他也不能够啊，这个宣布这个他破产，因为当时候根本没有这银行的法律说可以宣布破产的。
As he was about to be thrown in prison, he begged the king to give him another chance and more time to pay.
啊，所以当他要被国王啊是下在监狱之前，他向国王恳求说，请你再啊给我一点时间。我能够还我的债。
And we know the king forgave him his debt and he walked away free.
所以我们知道这个故事说啊，这个王啊，真的啊，就给他一点时间，所以结果呢，他就不要下监，他就啊得到释放走了。
And when he got back home, he found someone that owed him just a few hundred dollars.
啊，但是他回到家的时候，他就发现啊，那个只有欠他几百块的人。
But he had him beaten and thrown in prison.
啊，但是他就把这个人啊，这个打了，然后又把他下到监里头去。
Is it fair?
这个是不是公平呢
？So the king found out about this, he reinstated the debt, and had him thrown into prison until he could pay it off.
啊，当国王发现这个人啊这样子万能护役的时候，啊，国王就在重塑他的罪状，就把他永远关在监狱里头了。
So what is the moral of that story?
所以这个故事到底跟我们讲什么是啊重要这个道德律呢
？Let's turn to Matthew 18.
我们打开马太福音的第十八章。
Verse 35.
第三十五节。
Matthew 18:35.
马太福音第十八章的三十五节，中文二十六页。
What the Lord Jesus says is very important to us.
啊，主耶稣对我们所说的话是最重要的。
This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
No matter who might wrong us, no matter what unfairness comes in our life, we still owe the biggest debt.
啊，不管是别人啊对我们怎样子的不公平待遇， 啊，亏欠我们，但是我们还是欠神最大的债。
God has forgiven a huge debt that we could never repay on our own.
啊，因为事实上神已经给我们啊这个啊还清了，那、啊、让我们还清了这个最大的债，这个债是我们从来没有办法付清的。
And because of that, is it too much for Him to ask us to overlook those hurts that come into our life?
那么神既然对我们这样做了啊，难道他要求我们啊去饶恕那些啊这个对我们不公一点点不公平的这个弟兄啊这样子做有什么不公平呢
？If we are the type of person that feels that we have to get even.
啊，若是我们从生想说我们一定要啊这个啊这个报复对方
，then we must expect God to even the score on Judgment Day.
那么这样子在审判日的那个时候呢，啊，我们就知道神一定啊啊会用他的公平来对待我们自己的。
Let's see.
我们来唱首诗。